This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. If you're in the market for a car, there may not be a better time to go get one. Of course, we hope you do lots of homework first, figure out what make and model are best for you, then read up on how to get through that whole showroom ordeal. But apparently, plenty of folks agree it's a good time to buy a car because we bought 20% more of them last month than we did in August of last year. Our friend Phil Reed of Edmunds.com joins me to talk about all this. Welcome back.
Good to see you, Tess.
We haven't talked in, I think, about a year and a half. And boy, I tell you, since then, people have been buying up cars left and right.
Absolutely. I mean, just this last month, it broke all kinds of records. And we're on track for something like 14 million vehicles sold. And that's basically going back to the good old days. I mean, when I first started in the business 12 years ago, annual sales were 16 million. So we're getting close to that.
So what's happening?
Well, it's kind of a confluence of a number of things, one of which is low interest rate, but there's also a relaxation of the credit requirements. Because in 2008, when the auto industry tanked, boy, I mean, you couldn't get a car loan.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, they've been gradually relaxing it. There's a couple of other factors, among which are September is usually a very active time because the new models are coming onto the car lot.
Hmm.
So they both have both 2013 and 2012 models. So there's a lot of excitement, and this is an exciting and active time on the car lots.
I particularly wanted to ask you about these incentives where you don't have to put any money down and you have 0% financing for up to 5, even 6 years. Who is getting that kind of deal? Anybody really getting that?
Yes, they are, and it saves an enormous amount of money. I did a calculation here, and I chose the Ford Fusion to prove that I'm patriotic in this election
season.
Go America.
Yes,
yes, right. This is a car that you can purchase for $22,300. It's the 2012 model. You're going to be paying $1,900 in tax. And there's $3,000 back. So you're going to be financing $21,000. If you got 0% financing, your monthly payment would be $360 for 60 months. And to compare that to sort of a more average rate, because this is like a second tier rate, would mm-hmm. be 6.9%, then your payment would be $427 over 5 years. And the difference there is nearly
$3,000. Wow, $3,000 over 5 years for interest.
And that's flat out money that could be saved as a result of being, you know, knowing that this interest rate is available, knowing that you qualify for it. So that's enormous.
How do you negotiate that kind of game playing that goes on with the interest rate when you're at the dealership? If you're not one of those people who's able to get this 0% that everybody's advertising,
right,
how do you come up with that number?
Yeah. Well, there's two things. I mean, very often you hear people say, check your credit score. And
mm-hmm.
you should check your credit score, know where you stand and so on. But actually, a practical piece of advice is to actually apply for independent financing. You can apply online and get approved or get a response in 15 minutes or so. Okay, now let's say that you are pre-approved at 4.5%. It's sort of like a defense when you go into the dealership.
Yeah.
Because essentially you can say, you know, I'm a cash buyer. You know, I'm ready just to talk about the price of the car. So you don't have to play the monthly payment game. That really helps. Now, what happens is you go into the finance and insurance office and they say, okay, where's your briefcase full of cash? You know, and as well, here's a pre-approved check. They'll take one look at your check and they'll say, what's your interest rate? 4.5%. If I beat it, will you finance with us? Well, you know that you're protected. You're not going to be taken advantage of, and they're going to have to give you a substantially better deal. So that's a very quick and easy and non-confrontational way to negotiate for the interest rate.
Can't you play off that interest rate versus the purchase price of the car? I mean, all of that is negotiable, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of moving pieces when you go to buy a car, and that's one of the things that makes it very difficult for people because they try to hang on to just one or two of the pieces. And if they're hanging on to those, meanwhile, behind the curtain, or, you know, the shell game is being played.
All right. Phil Reed is a senior consumer advice editor at Edmunds.com. Good friend of the show. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks a lot.